Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before we talk about Fox 5 maybe disappearing from your television sets, let's linger for just a minute on Carl Kasell disappearing from your radios, at least on Morning Edition. You know, we had Carl on the show the other week. Maybe you heard it. And today was his official last day doing the news on Morning Edition. He's going to continue on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. But today was the end of the 30-year run for Carl Kasell on Morning Edition. As the morning newscaster, he said goodbye to the audience just a few short minutes ago. We didn't happen to have that newscast live on the station, so let's listen to the last 38 seconds of Carl Kasell on Morning Edition.
Well, as many of you know, this is my last newscast on NPR. I'm not leaving. I'll continue my duties as official judge and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm not retiring, just retiring my alarm clock that's awakened me at 5 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning for the past 30 years. I want to express my appreciation to the many people I have worked with during these years. They're some of the best in the business, and they are my friends. And I want to also thank the stations for carrying our programs. And finally, a big thanks to you, the members of our listening audience. Without your loyalty and financial support, we could not exist. I'm not saying goodbye because I'll still be around. I'll just say, I'm Carl Kasell, NPR News in Washington.
He sure is. And I'm Brian Lehrer on WNYC, not going anywhere. And as you're getting ready to celebrate New Year's Eve, even tomorrow night, no doubt many of you will be watching the Times Square ball drop on TV. Well, you may not want to tune in to Fox, because there's a chance that shortly after the calendar flips from 2009 to 2010, Channel 5 here in New York could go dark. That's because Fox and Time Warner, that is, by the way, only if you have Time Warner cable, because Fox and Time Warner, which is the area's second biggest cable provider, are mired in an epic battle over, what else, money. You may have seen the full-page ads that Time Warner has taken out in local papers, or the nasty websites that Fox has set up to paint the cable provider as the bad guy. It's a good old corporate game of chicken, and of course, we, the viewers, are stuck in the middle. Now, as you know, later this hour, we'll be talking about some of the silver linings to the decade that's about to end, and given how bad the Giants stink these days, that is the football Giants, perhaps we can count the fact that they may not be on TV next weekend as a silver lining. But of course, no Fox also means no Simpsons, no American Idol, no House, no Super Bowl, plenty of other programming. So joining us to break down who's mad at whom and why and what it might mean for New York is Tom Lowry, senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, covering media and technology. Hey, Tom.
Hey,
thanks,
Brian,
for coming
on.
Good. What's the bottom line for New Yorkers? Is Fox going dark when the clock strikes 12:01 tomorrow night if you're a Time Warner cable subscriber?
My bet is not. I bet we're going to have a deal in the next 24 hours. I mean, if history is any lesson, this thing will get resolved, because I just don't think that Time Warner Cable really wants to lose that audience that they'll get for those events in January.
Does that mean that Fox has all the cards?
I think so at this point. I mean, it'll come down to price. I mean, Fox wants to get paid to be distributed on Time Warner Cable, which is unprecedented for broadcasting networks, which have traditionally, because they're free and over the air, have not been paid when they're distributed on cable networks.
So talk about that, because people will be curious about how that works. Because cable providers have traditionally carried the local broadcast channels for free, right? A lot
right.
of people listening right now may not even make any distinction in their minds. It's been so long since a lot of people just had to depend on free over-the-air TV. But in
right.
New York channels, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13.
Right.
And a few others on UHF are the old line over-the-air TV stations, and the cable systems carry those for free while they have to pay for programming for all of what we consider the cable stations?
Right, and that's because, you know, the cable companies for years, you know, thought, all right, this is a broadcast network that anybody can get anywhere as long as they have a TV and an antenna. Why should we have to pay for this? Now, there's been a little bit of nuance in that a lot of the companies that own the broadcast networks also own cable channels. So they weren't necessarily being paid in cash, but there were negotiations going on, you know, will you carry my cable channels? Will you give me good positioning for those cable channels? So there was a little give and take in terms of negotiations, but never sort of a cash payment like they're asking for now.
And do I have my numbers right here? Is it that Fox wants $1 a year for each Time Warner subscriber, and Time Warner has proposed 20 cents?
It's a little stiffer than that. It's $1 per month
per month,
subscriber.
Not per year, per month.
Right. And, I mean, in the sort of pantheon of cable channels, that's not a bad price. I mean, ESPN gets $4 a month, and they're the most expensive channel cable channel out there.
Really? What are some of the others?
CNN, I think, gets close to a dollar. So it's in that sort of wheelhouse, and I think that Fox thinks that they have enough program and bring enough of a large audience that that's a fair price for them.
Is there an implication here for the amount that consumers pay for Time Warner Cable?
Absolutely. I think, you know, these costs will just get passed on to the consumers. And, you know, with a lot of people, you know, having their broadband services and as well as net phone, you know, some of these cable bills for people are over $200. I mean, I just don't know how much more you can ask people to pay.
Why is Fox the only one involved in the dispute? Presumably CBS, ABC, and NBC, the other three major networks, are in the same position.
It's all about the timing of when their carriage agreement, so-called carriage agreement, comes up with Time Warner Cable, and that just happens to be expiring at the end of this year. Now, earlier this year, CBS also negotiated a deal, an agreement with Comcast, another cable company, where they're being paid 50 cents per subscriber per month in some markets, not all markets. So there is some precedent that was set earlier this year. Fox, of course, is asking for much more and wants it, you know, system-wide.
And I guess it's hardly new. A year ago, I think MTV was going through the same kind of thing with Time Warner, weren't they? And we remember a couple of years ago when the Mets games, I think it was, because
right.
of a dispute between Cablevision and Time Warner, might not have been on one of the cable systems when the baseball season started. And then there was Senator John Kerry getting involved in the Major League Baseball channel, launching itself in a certain way. So all this about who charges who to be on what cable system, this is not unique to this incident.
No, and in recent years, you've seen more and more of this kind of public negotiation and PR campaigns on both sides for the programmers and the cable operators. And Kerry this morning, he's saying that we really got to get this resolved because he wants to see the football games in January. And Time Warner just this morning said that they would agree to binding arbitration if Fox would agree to the same thing.
This has gotten ugly from a PR sense. Some of us have seen the full-page ads that Time Warner took out in local papers that are made to look like ransom notes. Fox has launched whole websites. Are you surprised that the dispute has spilled into the public realm like this?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that, you know, they feel like if they can get the public, both sides feel like if they get the public behind them, that'll be the leverage they need. I just wonder whether, you know, all the costs that go into the promotions and the advertisements, you know, whether that will get passed on to you and I as well.
Do you think the public is really going to take anybody's side here? I know people don't want to lose those shows on Fox, but is that going to make people rise up against Time Warner and say, come on, pay them their dollar per subscriber, raise my rates, or that the public cares one way or the other rather than just seeing them both as, you know, gigantic corporate behemoths?
I think that if their TVs go black, particularly if they're looking forward to watching a pro football game, that you'll hear from the public, and the public does care.
Cassius in Brooklyn cares. Cassius, you on somebody's side here?
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. You on somebody's side?
I was listening to like the Takeaway earlier this morning. They were talking about how if the cable companies do agree to give them the money they want, that it will just cause the other networks to do the same. And so I think Fox should just be—they should be let go. Just let them slide away. And you know, they're such a lowest common denominator network anyway. They don't really deserve too much respect. You know, they've dumbed down so much.
Cassius, thank you. And of course, they do have some of the most popular shows. Maybe that's another reason that they're in this position of of power with American Idol and the Super Bowl and House and The Simpsons, et cetera.
I think also, Brian, what this does is this will rekindle the argument for a la carte pricing, which was something that was proposed under the former FCC chairman, Kevin Martin, President Bush's appointee at the FCC, where consumers would have the choice of what channels they want and just pay for those channels. That was resisted vehemently by the cable industry. But I would think that this kind of public battle would sort of bring that back to the forefront.
I always thought that would come back to help the cable companies because they would be able to charge a la carte in a way that would make us pay more than we do if we're going to have any number of choices.
Right, and that was their argument, that consumers will actually end up paying more in an a la carte model, that they really feel like there's no economic sense to a la carte.
All right, well, we will see what happens here between Fox and Time Warner as they play chicken with each other. And this is not the Fox News Channel, right? This is not the Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity that we're talking about, to be perfectly clear.
All of it, though, Brian, they're negotiating all of the channels.
Oh,
so
you mean...
So it's FX, it's the Fox Regional Sports Nets. It's all part of the Time Warner Cable negotiation with News Corp, which is...
Ah,
you know,
so
Fox
all of those channels would... I didn't understand that until now. All of those channels would go away on New Year's Day if they don't resolve this dispute over the local Fox broadcast affiliate, Fox 5.
That's my understanding, yes.
All right, well, something to watch when the ball is dropping tomorrow night. If you're watching television, flip over to one of the Fox channels if you have Time Warner Cable and see if it's there.
Right.
And concludes this conversation about Fox versus Time Warner. Tom Lowry, senior writer for Bloomberg Business Week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, what's good about the decade that's about to end? We want your calls, 212-433-9692. At the end of a good riddance decade, what was good about the O's? 212-433-9692.